Welcome to the Fort Chasey Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, and it's the 12th of January, and I'm recording at, my goodness, what a late time. It's 11:53 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Okay, now it's a pretty quiet day here, and I'm afraid I'm not going to do that beautifully chart-illustrated audio for you, but here are my views on what I've noted that seems of general interest here today. And the first thing, though, I've got to refer to the Trump bull phase in here, because, my goodness, it's dominated so many things that have been going on here recently, obviously not least in the United States. And has anybody ever been quoted so often in his life? Not among presidential candidates prior to their actual swearing in as presidents. But the press conference, the Wednesday press conference, well, that really sort of roiled the markets. It roiled sentiment. We didn't see that really on Wednesday, but we certainly did on not so much on Wednesday, but we certainly did in here today. And Wall Street sold off. It wasn't a huge decline early on, but it, you know, the Dow moved down 160. 70 points or so. All the indices were lower, and at least 3/4 or more of a percentage point overall. And it was very easy to understand why. I mean, people were saying, well, if that was what we were going to get from the press conference, just fairly divisive, argumentative, we didn't get any new outline of economic policies from Trump, that it was time for a pause. And so a few people obviously stepped in and took some profits. But the interesting thing is, as the day developed, though, then we saw, in the second half of the day, really, we saw Wall Street gradually pare those losses. And so really it regained most of the declines, and the Dow only ended down 63 points. That's less than a third of a percentage point. And the S&P did even better, only down a fifth of a percentage point, or 4.88 points. And the NASDAQ, which has been the leader for the most part here recently, but was a little, it was slightly slightly lower here, and again, less than a third of a percentage point overall. Now, what that says to me is a lot of people have been getting nervous about the extent of the Trump rally here overall, and that is an understandable worry, obviously. A lot of people who don't like the man, but what the money people, that's all the big institutions, plus you and me and all the other subscribers here, like what Trump has planned in terms of his business policies, and also they like his cabinet. And Jamie Dimon, short comment in here today, which I posted, just saying how impressed he was with the cabinet. And I've said that before, and I've also said it's the best cabinet that I've seen, I feel, I'm talking really about the business side of the cabinet, so let me rephrase that again. I think it's the best, most qualified business cabinet. Very refreshing to see so many people, not all of them, coming from, not just from the Senate or Congress, but coming from very successful careers on Wall Street. We need the experience, and I think I think Trump's got a a business cabinet here that I would give certainly an A rating to. And therefore, I don't think anybody has panicked over that press conference, although again, it was somewhat disturbing. Okay, hopefully Trump will develop a bit of gravitas following the election, set the tone. If he wants to be in there for 8 years, which is what he says, he'll certainly have to do that. Now, moving on, what else happened in here? I see that Brazil, big gain, up 2.4%. Brazil has really, really done well here during this commodity recovery, and that's hardly surprising. Commodity producers generally were all higher in here today. The UK just squeaked out a tiny gain, 0.03%. And it almost briefly went into the minus column here, but kept that consecutive days streak going on the upside. Europe generally was lower overall, and the German DAX index was down over a point, and also the Italian market was down quite sharply in here today. And I should also mention some of these other markets here, the Asian Pacific markets. Japan, well, the dollar was weak here on today, and again reflecting the press conference overall. And that what that did was strengthen the Japanese yen, and so that led to a weaker day in here with declines of up to nearly 1.2% in Japan. I think, though, that Japan may well be steadier tomorrow because the dollar gave up, or rather regained, some of those losses that we actually saw. But again, I'll be a little bit more cautious about that Japan comment here in the short term, because I see the yen's trading right now on the screen at 114.70 against the dollar. And it was really needs to be up 116.17 at least, I think, to get another strong rally in here. But I think that's likely to happen. And Japan is one of my favorite markets here. The China situation was weaker in here today, and there's a lot going on here, clearly. Not so much in the stock market, it's just stalled. But what we know has been happening is that the Chinese renminbi has been really quite weak, and there has been a big exodus of funds above allowable levels. And the main vehicle for that, which Owen has talked about endlessly, has been Bitcoin. Well, Bitcoin got slammed here again today. So it's fallen back very, very sharply. Clearly the Chinese have moved in to stem that move into Bitcoin. And they certainly seem to have succeeded. And that contributed, as I say, to this very sharp drop in Bitcoin. And also, what we see if we look at the offshore renminbi and also the China listed one, which of course the government controls, but technically it shows a peak of at least near-term significance. And my feeling is that China's going to need a softer currency over the lengthy medium term, but that it's stepped in here to stop that weakness here for at least the short term. So my guess is that we'll have a number of weeks, possibly several months here of just ranging in the Chinese currency before that starts to weaken again. It'll be interesting to see if that causes the stock market to firm up a little bit, but we haven't had that yet so far. Now, elsewhere, what have we got going on? Bonds, yields came down a little bit more because in most of the markets, but that's because the stock markets were softer generally. My own feeling is that we will see bonds probably taking their cue from stock markets. Usually it's the other way around, but I think that bonds are just consolidating the weakness that they've seen recently, and that we'll see those yields pushing higher in the months ahead. I also feel, just to go back to stock markets, I think we'll see stock markets consolidating gains and pushing higher at least through the first quarter of this year here overall. And a lot of people are afraid of Wall Street, but you know, it's got the good story in terms of the very positive economic policies. People are wondering whether those policies will actually be implemented. I'd give that story the benefit of the doubt. Now, precious metals, which have been rebounding quite nicely here recently. They were firmer today, but well off the highs. They were helped by the weaker dollar. They so often key off that dollar. And as the dollar reduced, dollar index I should refer to here, reduced its losses today. So the dollar index, incidentally, is at 101.35. That caused precious metals to come off a little bit generally. And industrial metals, mostly firm. And crude oil, also firm in here today. Good bounce. The Brent is at 56.01, and the WTI is at 53.03. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.